I want to talk to you. On the night of January 19, the Lord's presence was so intense in my bedroom that I shook, perspired, and felt very weak for more than an hour. Then I heard something. Was it the voice of my Lord and Master? I turned my head on the pillow to look in the direction of the sound, and there, all aglow, was a figure dressed in white garments. The radiance that emanated from this unknown visitor was so brilliant that I could not see his face, but in my heart of hearts, I knew that I had been blessed with a special visitation from the Lord. How could this be happening to me, I wondered, as I began to tremble even more violently and weep tears of love and joy. It was the Lord of heaven and earth, and He had willingly chosen to visit me in this special way. I felt so humbled by His presence, I could not stop crying.
My daughter Chunam, I am your Lord, and I want to talk to you. You have been my special daughter for a long time.
The impact of His voice, His words, His message hit me with a supernatural force that left me reeling. My body shook harder, and I felt my spirit rising within. The gift of tongues began to flow, followed by a clear interpretation. I moved as close to the edge of my bed as possible so that I wouldn't waken my husband Roger asleep next to me. For a moment, I wondered how he could possibly sleep with such brightness in the room and the incessant shaking that seemed powerful enough to make the bed collapse. But this was a special moment for me to receive from the Lord, so Roger continued to sleep. The Lord spoke once more in His calmly reassuring, yet very firm voice.
Daughter, you are such an obedient child, and I want to give you special gifts. These gifts are going to serve me greatly. I want you to be happy about these gifts.
I knew at that moment God was choosing me to do an important work for Him, and that this must become my single-minded purpose. I knew I had nothing to give Him except my heart and my life, and I was willing to do whatever He wanted, to go wherever He wanted. It was a night of commitment, challenge, and purpose. My wonderful Lord was beginning to reveal His will to me. I have known since then that when my body begins to shake from the inside out, God soon will be speaking to me. I also knew then that His words would be life and victory. My body stopped trembling, and I fell into one of the most peaceful, restful sleeps I could remember having in years. Throughout the next day, I felt so anointed and happy because I had met the Master face to face. That morning, I asked Roger if he had felt or heard anything during the night. He shook his head. "I guess I'm just a deep sleeper," he said. God had chosen me for a specific work. It was too wonderful to imagine, and yet it was exciting beyond words. I opened my Bible to the book of John and read these stirring words that coincided with Pastor Randolph's prophecy. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you." John 15:16. The Lord had chosen me to go and bear lasting fruit. This is what I wanted more than anything in the world. His word, His presence, His anointing confirmed His calling in my life. I committed my heart to obeying the Lord from that moment on, no matter what the consequences. Then my eyes fell to the preceding verses. "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." John 15:14-15. God was confirming His Rhema word to me from Pastor Randolph through His Logos, the Bible. The pastor's words came back to me. "God's going to tell you things about people that you'll never tell people. You'll pray for and intercede and hold them up in prayer because you're going to be a friend of God. And that's a true prophet. It's just a friend of God. a friend of God. He's going to tell you secrets about other people's lives and about things he's doing in the earth. So get ready in 1996 for a fresh anointing of the prophetic to come upon your life. Now it was happening, and I could hardly wait to discover what God would tell me next.